This entrepreneur spotlight is brought to you by Tech Ranch.
Tech Ranch is an Austin, Texas-based incubator focusing on supporting entrepreneurs to develop their abilities, not just good startups. Our programs have helped over 5,500 entrepreneurs jumpstart and grow their ventures across five countries. Join our community and learn more today by emailing info@techranchaustin.com.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening. I'm Nassim Joseph, founder and CEO of studentspaces.net. Our website helps college students find off-campus housing near their university. Rather than sift through thousands of rental options on a general website, we offer them a streamlined search. In a couple of clicks, students know exactly which properties are furnished, close to campus, leased by the bedroom, are pet-friendly, and more. Renters benefit by saving time and finding the right options for them, while properties receive high-quality incoming leads. Over the past year, I've experienced the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur while running the company. Here are a few things I wish I knew before starting, along with some tips on how to solve them if you're planning or launching your own venture. Number one, the financial and time commitment is huge. When people think of starting an online business, they salivate over the thoughts of checking email while laying out on the beach or playing 18 holes. The truth is, you'll never work harder in your life. Be ready to embrace those very late nights and early mornings. Aside from time, your venture will require lots of capital to get off the ground. Have a plan for how you will raise and spend money while overcompensating for every line item in your budget. Legal fees, promo items, and graphic design were some of the expenses we did not forecast very well in the beginning. Number two is don't underestimate the time and power of advisors. We've all heard the saying, it's not what you know, but who you know. This could not be more true in the world of startups. We were just inching along until we met and recruited our first advisor. Since then, we've grown exponentially as he has introduced us to other people and opportunities we would have previously missed out on. You should recruit advisors that have applicable industry experience, can add value with their network, and make up for your weaknesses as a business person. Their time with you will be a little limited, but if you're thoughtful and conscious of this, you can get a lot of value out of the relationship. I would start identifying potential candidates as early as when you start planning your business. Not to recruit anyone that early on, but just to know that when you're ready, these people will be potential fits for you as an advisor. Number three, sometimes cash is more valuable than equity. Now, I stole this from Mark Cuban, who said it on Shark Tank, and it couldn't be more true. As entrepreneurs, we pour our heart and soul into our businesses. We obviously value our time and ideas, which makes equity in the company so hard to let go of. My advice would be to understand that your stake has no value if the business fails. You definitely want to bootstrap the venture as long as possible, but the nature of startups require that you raise money at some point. When the time comes, be fair to your investors by knowing the risk they are taking by writing a check. Think of what the funding will do for your business, and giving up equity will be easy. Now, I hope I've provided you with some ideas and concepts that will be helpful when planning to launch your business. The journey of an entrepreneur is challenging, but also incredibly rewarding at the same time. Again, I'm Nassim Joseph with Student Spaces. That's studentspaces.net. Feel free to reach out directly with any questions you have. I'd love to help and offer any kind of advice. My email is Nassim, N-A-S-S-I-M, @studentspaces.net. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Would you like to expand your current online business to a global audience or into a global market? Let me show you how. Email me, Coy@leadersinspireleaders.com, to sign up today.